So today is the first Sunday in Lent, that 40-day period leading up to Easter. And so the scripture that we're about to share in is one that is often read this Sunday in Lent because it tells of Jesus entering into his own 40-day period in the wilderness. This is beginning in Matthew chapter 4, but I want to catch you up with what happens at the end of Matthew chapter 3. Jesus has been born. In Matthew, the account of the wise men come to his birth or come shortly thereafter. And then falls off the grid until he becomes a young adult. So we don't really know what happens to him until he becomes around 30, at which time he takes himself out to the wilderness and is baptized by John the Baptist. And so he comes up out of the water in Matthew's account from being baptized by John the Baptist. The heavens open up, a dove flies down, and the voice of God speaks saying, "This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." I mean, what a fabulous start to Jesus' ministry. And as soon as that happens, this happens now.
Today's scripture reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you, if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. This is the word of God for the people of God.
This age of information is really fun, especially as Lent begins, because thanks to Twitter, we can see the most up-to-date things that people are giving up for Lent. And so Twitter has compiled, as of Thursday for 2017, the top 10 things that people are giving up for Lent. Now, there's a little bit of irony with number 1 and 3, because people go to Twitter to tell people they're giving up Twitter for Lent. You can also tell the average age of the Twitter user when you look at number 7, the people that are giving up school for Lent. Maybe it's a lot of teachers, but I have a hunch it's more students. But the rest of it are things that you're kind of used to seeing at this time of year: alcohol, chocolate, potato chips, swearing, soda, fast food, and sweets. Well, today I want to ask you simply, what if Lent was more than giving up chocolate? What if Lent was an opportunity to go deeper into your faith? What if Lent was that time where you really were able to look at that spiritual relationship, that part that is most significant, and see what you need to give up to make that relationship stronger? Because we all carry things that we don't need. If you've ever been hiking, you know that you don't want to put a single thing in your pack that you don't have to take. In fact, I looked up instructions, and here are instructions for hiking. When you start packing your bag for the hike, before adding an item to your backpack, ask yourself if you really need it. Leave out the useless makeup, extra clothes, or shoes. It is better to use that space for important things, as water or food. For a pleasant experience, it's crucial to carry a comfortable backpack. And so that's the advice for packing, and you know that that makes sense. And so truly, every item before you put it in your backpack, you have to look at it and say, "Is this crucial to my walk?" And water bottle, yes. Week's worth of makeup, no. You know, it's those types of decisions. Well, for this Lent, I want to invite you to look at your lives and to consider those things that you are carrying with you, those burdens that are too heavy, or those burdens that are unnecessary, or even those burdens that aren't actually yours to carry in the first place. That's what we're looking at this Lent. There are so many things we carry that we really don't need to. Control, expectations, superiority, enemies, popularity, our lives, and even on Easter, we'll talk about giving up death. And so we're going to start with control this week. What would it look like to give up control? Now, I understand from the outset that that's not really what we want to talk about. Think about your house. Besides your car keys and your glasses, what do you spend most of your time looking for? The remote control, right? And how many remote controls on average do you have in your living room or family room? Yes, five is probably one of the lower numbers. You know, we have them every... I have one in my hand right now. We love control. Remote control is even better. I'm old enough that I remember when the original remote control was the youngest child in the room. Hey, would you go change the channel? But we love our remote control because we love being in control, because control is good, right? Well, Scripture does say that self-control is good. I need to say that for a moment, because it's considered a fruit of the Spirit, that self-control is good, and that is true, and you need to work on self-control. Self-control, because it turns out that self is all that we can really control. And the rest of control feels a lot like an illusion. You can have the best remote control in the world to the best audio video setup in the world in your family room. And when you use that remote control to change the TV station to the news, you will see things happening half a world away over which you have no control. You will see things happening in your own nation over which you have no control, in your own community, possibly even across the street. Because when it comes down to it, there is so much in this world that we can't control. And if we spend all of our energy keeping the illusion of control, then we wear ourselves out because we're carrying a burden that isn't ours to carry. No matter how hard we try, there's so much that we can't control. So what if this Lent, we took that great big boulder of control and just set it down for a bit, just for a bit, and left that aside? What would that look like? Well, let's look at Scripture to see what that would look like. So Jesus, when he began his adult ministry, was baptized by John in the River Jordan. The heavens opened up, as I said. The voice of God spoke, "This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And it was such a wonderful moment. And while Jesus was still dripping from the water of the Jordan, this happened. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The very first thing that happened to Jesus after his baptism was that he allowed himself to be led into the wilderness. He gave up control in a very real way, and he was led off into the wilderness. Now, for many of us, when we think, okay, I'll give up control and I'll let God take control, if you're like me, I sort of have a let's make a deal imagery in my mind. You know what I'm talking about, where the person dressed in the silly costume has an envelope in her hand that she hasn't opened yet, but she can trade it in for what's behind door number three. And when she does and it opens up, it's a new car behind door number three, or at least a washer and a dryer, and you're always getting something better, right? Well, so when Jesus, after he was baptized, gave God control, and was led into the wilderness. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. Things got a lot tougher for him real quickly. I wouldn't be surprised if you're not thinking about Sunday lunch right about now. What if I said, oh, we're going to have a wonderful Sunday lunch. It's going to be ham and that potato and green bean casserole that you like so much and pies. It's going to be great on Easter. And you can't eat anything between right now and Easter. That was Jesus in the wilderness, 40 days without food. So when Scripture says he was famished, he was really, really famished. And then the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread. He was saying, Jesus, you've given up control and it hasn't gotten you very far. You're hungry and you've been lost for 40 days. And just pick up enough control, a little bit of control, so that just a few of the rocks, enough to make a sandwich, you can get yourself some bread. And then you'll be much better off because you're hungry, your blood sugar's low, Jesus. And just do this, just take that little bit of control back. And Jesus said, it is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. But the devil wasn't done, so he took Jesus up to the top of the highest place, which was the top of the temple. And he said, you remember, Jesus, back when you got baptized, the heavens opened up and the voice of God came down and said, that's my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. Well, it's been 40 days and you haven't heard anything, Jesus. So why don't you take things back into your own hands and throw yourself from this temple? Because if you do, then, you know, if what you said was true, then God's going to send angels and we'll scoop you up and you'll be fine. So just do that just so that you can make God prove that you really are the beloved. And Jesus says, again, it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. But the devil still wasn't done. Took Jesus to a really high mountain. And being in the wilderness, by the way, is all about being lost. I went hiking yesterday and got talking to a child on the phone while I was walking and ended up much farther than I'd ever been on this trail. And not only was it farther than I'd been on the trail, but I had gone on my way to church for the 5 o'clock worship service. And I looked at my watch and I looked at wherever, however long I'd been hiking. And suddenly I realized I was going to have to hoof it to get back in time for church. And walking back, it was a place I'd never been before. And there were a couple of turns I wasn't sure about. And I kept thinking that I would see the bridge around the corner. And I rounded a lot of corners before I saw the bridge. And just for that 30 minutes or so, I was in the wilderness, lost, not knowing where I was. Well, Jesus had spent 40 days in the wilderness, not knowing where he was. And the devil took him up to the highest mountain. He could look down. He could see all of the kingdoms of the world. And Jesus knew where he was. Oh, look, there's Jerusalem. So that's where I am. And so he was found. And the devil said, you know, if you like this, just worship me. Just a bit. You can probably still worship God, but just worship me a bit. And then everything you see, it'll be yours. If you just do this one little thing, pick back up a little bit of control. And Jesus said, away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him. And then the devil left him, and suddenly the angels came and waited on Jesus. You see, what Jesus was really being tempted with was picking back up control. Those 40 days of giving his life to God had not been easy. But rather than control, what Jesus chose every time was trust. He turned to Scripture, to the promises, and said, I have been taught to trust God, and I will. And he did. And so that's what I want to challenge you to do this Lent. Maybe for 40 days, maybe for 40 minutes. Practice trust. Set aside a little bit of that need to control that we all have and just practice. letting go and trusting God. You know, letting go and letting God, it sounds trite, and in some ways it can, but what if you let go of that burden that you had to control everything, all those things that you can't control, if you just set that aside and just trusted the one who made you, who loves you, the one who sent Jesus to walk this earth, to live for us, to die for us, to rise again for us. And he did it knowing just the type of people that we are. He knew that we weren't perfect. And isn't it that type of God that we can trust? And so I invite you, let go and trust and live. Will you pray with me? Oh God, I thank you for the gift of Jesus. And I thank you that he trusted you even through that difficult wilderness time. I pray that for each one of us, when we find ourselves in our own wilderness times where we feel lost or hungry or spiritually hungry, that you teach us to trust, that you help us let go of all the weight of control that we have carried for so long, and that you teach us to trust you and love you. Amen.